Good morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of Neighbors of Hope. We'll share struggles and triumphs of how through the Word, everyone can experience the loving and healing reality of Christ's compassion. Now here is the Neighbors of Hope Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Well, good morning and welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. On occasion, we like to pause from our tradition, typical format for each week on studying the Scripture and where the Spirit's leading here at Neighbors of Hope, and interject that with a meet and greet with one of our residents from Neighbors of Hope. And so this morning I'm honored to have with us Life Change team leader, Tyler Canizo. Tyler, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Yeah, well, so far so good. Yeah, not bad. Not bad.
Good.
Tyler, why don't you share with our listening audience how long you've been in the Life Change program, and for our listening audience, when I refer to Life Change program, that's one of three programs offered at our men's ministry facility, and it's a year-long program for men who are wrestling with issues of addiction. So, Tyler, you know, how long have you been in this program?
Well, I came in the middle of March 2016. And I left for a little while, struggled with some things, came back, knew where to come. And on the 23rd of this month, I'll have 7 months.
Good. Yes. Yep. And you've been team leader, what, 2-3 months already? Something like that?
Yeah. About 2.5.
Okay. How's that going?
Good. It's rough at times, but, you know, it teaches you to deal with things in a different way, that's for sure.
Yeah, and for our listening audience, when we every man in the Life Change program gets an opportunity to be the team leader, and what we mean by team leader is you become the chief servant. So the leadership model that we use here is Jesus's model of servanthood. So the team leader is primarily the chief servant. Okay. Well, Tyler, why don't you share with our listening audience a little bit about, you mentioned you came here last year, March 2016. Mm-hmm. What were some of the things going on in your life that led you to find yourself landing at Neighbors of Hope?
Well, growing up, you know, I really didn't have a very good father, things like that. I wasn't raised around the church. I knew about God, but I didn't know God. You know, in the last few years before I came in, from about when I was like 16, you know, I had a son when I was 17.
And how old are you now?
22.
So I just want our listening audience to know, you know, put that in perspective.
Me and his mother were together, you know, and just things kind of got bad, so we split up, and I was not happy with myself. You know, I regretted, I had a lot of guilt for everything that I've done, you know, as far as like drinking and using marijuana and stuff like that, to deal with the problems. I had so much guilt for that, and I went running. You know, I always ran from all my problems. I never dealt with them. You know, I'd run to alcohol or drugs. Then I had a daughter at the end of 2015 with a different woman, and ended up not working out with her, so it just got even worse as far as my addiction. And I started using harder drugs like cocaine and pills and things, and I just never learned to deal with the problems the way I should have. You know, I think, and we've learned here that the drugs and the alcohol is a symptom of the of a problem, and I never dealt with the problem of not having a father growing up, not feeling like I was loved. And coming here, you know, I realized I was loved the whole time. I just didn't recognize it, and it's kind of liberating, you know.
Yeah, when we think about what we call artificial feel good, it's the drugs, the alcohol, and it could be several other things. It could be overworking, overeating, undereating, compulsive shopping, yada yada, gambling, sex, golf, chocolate, we don't know. Just things that we tend to use, mechanisms we use to cope with our pain type things. So oftentimes we think that our drugs and alcohol use is a solution to a problem. So that solution tends not to work out too well, does it?
No, not at all.
Okay. So you alluded to a little bit of recognizing since you've been here that maybe you weren't that the solution you were utilizing at the time wasn't really solving the problem. That maybe we need to step back and look back at your life and see if we can identify what that problem is and come up with an alternative solution. So you want to share with our listening audience just a little bit further, maybe in depth on what you have been learning since you've been with us here at Neighbors of Hope and in the Life Change Program?
Well, the first thing I had to learn was to learn to trust God, and I think that's a big component to my transformation. You know, I didn't...
Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Because we do kind of harp on how we understand trust a little bit here. As opposed to just acknowledging that God exists.
Right. I didn't have... I'm going to put it like this. I didn't have a way to escape the problem. Not that I was running from it. Well, I was running from it, but I didn't have a way to get that out. And when God came into my heart when I came here, I had a way to express that to somebody, and I could trust that he's working on me. He's not going to take this problem away, but he will help me get rid of it. He will work through me to get rid of this problem, or to fix it, or to heal what I need to heal, to not use drugs or alcohol anymore. And the main thing for me is just when I deal with the problem, I have a really bad anger problem, and what I've learned is, why is this making me angry? Well, it's making me angry because either I'm not feeling respected, or I didn't, you know, I feel like I'm getting picked on or whatever it is, you know. And no matter what, I can always fall back to God loves me. It doesn't matter. You know, if tomorrow comes, he'll be there with me then too. So I don't need to let anything have that power over me. You know, God has control of that. And I think it's empowering. It makes you feel like you can do anything. You know, I think it's really good.
It is pretty liberating,
yeah.
Indeed. Yes. So share with our listening audience a little bit about perhaps some of the things that you've encountered as the team leader. The challenges, and every team leader has them. So. Yeah.
As far as the team leader part, it's interesting. It's humbling, but it's interesting almost every day. You know, you have to model what Jesus would be doing in any situation, and that is the hardest thing, I think, to do, because, you know, I'm still human. I'm still working on my problems, and, you know, when somebody makes me mad, I have to handle it like Jesus would, not how I would, and it's tough. But when you get through it, I take it like this. You know, you handle a situation like that, it's a win in your pocket. And you got, ever since I've gotten here, every day is a win, you know, and it's not about being over anybody. It's not like that, because we're all equal. But people come to you with problems, and you're still trying to work on your own problems. So you kind of face what it's going to be like whenever you do end up graduating here and leaving here in your own life. You know, if you can't handle it here, you're definitely not going to be able to handle it out in the world. So I think it's a good lesson, you know, and I think it's been a great thing for me. Yeah, it's a blessing.
Well, share a little bit, Tyler. You also function in a leadership role over at our social enterprise, Blessings and More. I mean, kind of as our production supervisor over there. And I know you've done a pretty fantastic job in the back end. ever since we launched that bailing operation last August. Anything you'd like to share regarding that? I mean, maybe the pride you take in knowing that the image of that social enterprise and this reflection of working for Christ or things like that.
Yeah, well, thank you for that. I enjoy it 100%. It's humbling to know that you have so many people blessing us and other less fortunate people in our community with things that they don't need anymore, and they don't want to throw it away, and they don't need to see, you know, they don't need to be reimbursed for donating something, you know. And it's cool to see that we're helping people. We're like you say, you know, we're elevating their dignity, and I think it's really special, you know. And I think it also goes along with, you know, the recycling part. You're being a good steward with what you're giving, or with what you're given. You know, if there's something that, you know, we can't sell, but we could still use it in a way to, you know, to benefit the community. And that's what the whole place is about. It's benefiting the community.
And it's reciprocating because everything there is donated, so the community is benefiting,
right?
You know, our inventory.
Yeah,
I say that.
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely, and I think, you know, like we were talking about, it does good too, because like I like being out on the floor and talking to people when they come in and saying hi, and you know, you get these relationships going, and then you know, eventually these people start coming back in, and they're like, "Well, is Tyler here? You know, where's he at?" I'll come out and talk to them, you know, show them around a little bit, show them what's new. And I think it's really good. It's special to create connections with people like that through God, doing His work. And it's way more beneficial than a paycheck. Let's put it that way. Mm. You know, you're gaining more blessings every day than what it is on payday. You know what I mean? It's wonderful.
Well, good. We have a couple minutes left, so if you want to take a few moments and just share. We've talked a little bit about what brought you here. We've talked about how your encounter of God and Jesus here at Neighbors of Hope on multiple levels has been a blessing to you. Think about your future a little bit. You know, we don't have to go out there too far, but maybe it could be a short-term medium range, but you know, what are some of the goals you feel the Spirit leading you toward?
Well, short term, as far as you know, this year, put it that way, I'd like to graduate the Life Change program, stay on even after I graduate for however long the Lord, you know, tells me to continue with the working at the Blessings and More in the back. I like doing that, and I think it's good for my transformation to go from, you know, spending money the stupid way to earning it and being humble and
fiscally responsible.
Right.
Yeah,
I think it that, and you know, I'd like to establish better connections with my children, which I have been doing. I've been doing this. Neighbors of Hope has helped me do that with both of my children, and I want to keep doing that, earning trust. As far as, I mean, any farther than that, I really don't know. I just have to wait and see what the
that's
Lord
fair.
Is,
no,
is
that's,
for me.
I think that's fair. So, well, thank you. I certainly appreciate you sharing, you know, taking a risk and making yourself vulnerable to our listening audience about your life story, and here at Neighbors of Hope, we see that as being a sacred story, so mm-hmm. we thank you for sharing. Well, again, Tyler, thank you for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you always.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh. Neighbors of Hope brings people hope through a comprehensive suite of Christ-centered programs that include the Men's Ministry, Blessings and More Resale Store, our Third Day Farming Project, Fishes and Loaves Food Pantry, and of course our radio ministry program, Word Made Flesh. Find out how you can become a Neighbor of Hope at neighborsofhope.com. We look forward to you joining us again next Sunday morning.